This is VOA News by a remote. I'm Diane Roberts. While Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador have yet to do so, other world leaders have been congratulating the projected president-elect Joe Biden on his victory over U.S. President Donald Trump. Among them are German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, French President Emmanuel Macron, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
The United States is our closest and most important ally, and that's been the case under president after president, prime minister after prime minister. It won't change. And I look forward very much to working with President Biden and his team on a lot of crucial stuff for us.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has promised legal action after leveling accusations of large-scale voter fraud in Pennsylvania and other states. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri says
it's time for the president's lawyers to present the facts, and then it's time for those facts to speak for themselves.
But Democratic Senator Chris Coons says there's no proof of any fraud.
If Republicans are going to support President Trump in his resistance to accepting the outcome of the election, the president needs to show some facts, not just angry tweets.
Joining Coons and Blunt on ABC's This Week, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Stop the rancor. Stop the fighting. We have real problems. Let's move on together.
I'm Shelley Antler.
If you'd like more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. That's voanews.com or our app. This is VOA News. Portugal has entered a state of emergency with curfews imposed in the area's worst hit by COVID-19 pandemic. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
For at least 2 weeks, some 7 million people, around 70% of Portugal's population, must remain at home on weekdays between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m., while at weekends they can't leave home after 1 p.m. The government has warned the state of emergency may be prolonged and measures tightened, given the high number of cases and hospital admissions climbing sharply in recent weeks. Meanwhile, the governor of an Italian Alpine province, famed for its ski resorts, has ordered a shutdown of most non-essential locations as ICU beds are rapidly filling up with COVID-19 patients. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Florida is bracing for more impacts from Tropical Storm Etta, which has already brought heavy rains and flooded city streets in the state. Officials shut down public transportation and ordered some evacuations Sunday. Even if the storm doesn't strengthen into a hurricane, its slow speed and heavy rains posed an enormous threat to an area already drenched from more than 14 inches of rain last month. Etta could dump an additional 6 to 12 inches. The system has already left scores of dead and over 100 missing in Mexico and Central America. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, hammered by U.S. cuts, said Monday it lacks the funds to pay full November salaries, but is confident President-elect Joe Biden's administration will restore support. An agency spokesperson told AFP the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, quote, never recovered, end quote, from the total funding cut imposed by President Donald Trump in 2018. Before Trump's cuts, the U.S. had been providing the agency roughly a third of its core annual budget. She said 2019 shortfalls were filled by additional support from several Arab states, including Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Kuwait, adding both the European Union and individual European states, notably Germany, also helped close the gap. Ethiopia's prime minister has announced major changes to the country's military and intelligence leadership as he seeks to defend a growing military action against the country's defiant Tigray region. He has urged citizens not to target the ethnic Tigrayan people and amid fears of civil war. An aid group says at least 60 people have been wounded and 6 killed in one location along the Tigray border, and the United Nations warns of a major humanitarian crisis if millions flee all-out fighting or if the heavily armed Tigray region remains almost completely cut off from the world. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll